may nagpa-counseling sa akin na lalaki na mumroblema siya kasi yung asawa niya gustong magparitoke ng ilong. Mahal niyang asawa niya pero mahal din yung pagriritoke. Aabot ng 200,000 magpaayos ng ilong. So namumroblema siya kasi gusto niya talagang ibigay yung gusto ng asawa niya na magpaayos ng ilong. Yun lang 200,000. He has to prepare 200,000 for the nose lift. I don't know kung anong gagawin sa ilong. So tinanong ko yung lalaki, sabi ko, bakit? Ano ba yung ilong ng asawa mo? Anong problema? Ang sabi niya, malaki daw yung butas ng ilong ng wife niya. Sabi ko, mas maganda yan. Maraming hangin ka na mai-inhale, di ba? Yung iba nga, hirap huminga. Eh yung malaki yung butas ng ilong, madaling huminga yan. Ba't pa ipapaayos? Kasi lahat naman tayo may ilong, di ba? Oh. Pero yung iba, gusto nila mas mataas kaysa iba. Meron mga tao na gusto nila yung ilong nila talagang mas matangos sa lahat. Lahat naman tayo may ilong. You know, we want to be the greatest. We want to be number one. And sometimes if we are not careful, nabubuhay tayo para maging number one talaga tayo. Ang tanong ko palagi dyan, yan ba ang plano ng Diyos sa'yo? And we get tired because we do things on our own. Now, before we go to the gospel, let us look at the first reading today. The first reading teaches us that if we want to live right, we have to have the wisdom of God. Amen? And if we seek wisdom, kung hahanapin natin yung karunungan, yung wisdom ng Panginoon, that we may be able to live well, it will lead us always to the fear of the Lord. Seeking the wisdom of God would lead us to the fear of the Lord. And once we find that in our life, magkakaroon tayo ng takot sa Diyos. Takot na hindi yung paparusahan tayo ng Diyos, kundi meron tayong reverence for God. If you find that, you will begin to live well because wisdom is founded on the fear of the Lord. Amen? The second reading also teaches us today that many, if not all, God's people rely on worldly wisdom. You know, there is a way that seems right for a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Itong sinasabi ni St. James. The wisdom that we get from the world is demonic wisdom. And if you follow the wisdom of the world, it would teach you to live parang demonyong buhay natin pag sinusunod natin. But the wisdom of God, sabi niya, is pure. God's wisdom is pure. It promotes righteousness in your life. Righteousness means mabuti at tamang pamamaraan ng pamumuhay. Amen? That's what we get in the wisdom that comes from God. And sabi niya, when there is wisdom from the world, it will make you envious. There will be selfish ambition. And when there is selfish ambition, when there is envy, you will not be able to understand the wisdom of God. Hindi mo maintindihan yan. Kung merong yabang, may mga selfish ambition and jealousy and envy, you will not know the wisdom of God. Bulok talaga yung pamumuhay mo pag meron kanyan. Okay? Amen? Okay, let's go to the gospel. We see this principle at work in the gospel while Jesus was walking with his disciple. He was teaching his disciples that the Son of Man is going to be killed. But on the third day, he will rise again. Now listen to what the Lord is teaching them. Jesus is already teaching them the most essential thing we need to learn, and that is the Paschal mystery, the death and resurrection of our Lord. Yun ang pinaka-importanting leksyon na dapat natin matutunan talaga. And here comes Jesus. Along the way, he was already teaching his disciples. Tinuturuan na nila. Tinuturuan na ni Lord yung mga disciples niya on the most essential thing that we need to understand in life, the death and resurrection of Christ. There is no resurrection when there is no dying. Kaya pag hindi natin nakuha yung leksyon na yan, palagi tayong takot sa kamatayan. We will always be afraid of death. Not realizing that if we do not die, we will not experience resurrection. There is no crown without the crown of thorns. There is no glory without the cross. Amen? Yun ang pinaka-importanting leksyon. And Christ was teaching his disciples. And here comes the disciples. Anong pinag-uusapan nila? Huh? They were talking among themselves who is the greatest among them. While Christ was teaching them the most important lesson, they cannot hear, they cannot understand the lesson. Why? Because they are so engrossed about who is number one among us. Ganun din tayo sa buhay natin. Sometimes in our life, we become so obsessed with money. Ang dami na ng pera, gusto pa rin paramihin. Because sometimes we think, pag marami tayong pera, mamahalin tayo ng mga tao. Diba? Ay gusto ko maraming pera. Kasi pag marami akong pera, marami akong relatives. No? In the Philippines, the more money, the more relatives you will have. So akala naman natin, pag maraming pera tayo, talagang limpak-limpak na salapi yung pag-aari natin, mamahalin tayo ng tao. No. They will love your money, yes. But not you. Amen? Minsan, gastos tayo ng gastos para gumanda ang mukha natin. Okay? Paliitin natin yung butas ng ilong natin kahit hindi na tayo makahinga. Okay? Patangos ng ilong kahit mahal yan. Gastos tayo ng gastos para gumanda ang mukha natin. Sabi ko, bakit? Para mahalin kami ng tao, mahalin kami ng asawa namin, mahalin kami ng mga anak namin. Bakit? Kung pangit ka ba, wala na magmamahal sa'yo. Sometimes that's how we feel. But that's not true. That's not true. Amen? Ang dami nating ginagawa. Okay? We get caught up of becoming the best. We become number one. When you open the internet, manood lang kayo sa internet, pakita mo, be the best. Be number one. Yan ang turo sa atin. Yung batang nagpupunta sa school, pag uwi niya sa bahay, sabi niya, Ma, 1+1 pala, Ma, 2. Uy, galing. Tapos sabi ng nanay, mag-aral ka pa ng multiplication, ha? Kasi gusto ko first honor ka. Walang kwenta yung estudyante na hindi magpe-first honor. Sino nagsabi? Okay? Hindi lahat na nagpe-first honor matalino. Oh, marami sa inyo nagaganyan. Kasi hindi tayo naging first honor eh. Di ba? Pag kumuha ng exam yung bata, uuwi yung bata, pa, 2 mistake lang ako. Naku, bakit nag-mistake ka pa? Dapat perfect. Hindi ako happy dahil may 2 mistakes. Ha? Dapat perfect. Dapat highest ka sa test. Hoy, hindi lahat ng highest sa test matalino. Yung iba dyan, magaling lang sa kodigo. Malinaw ang mata. Kahit nakaganyan, nakikita yung answer ng katabi. Diba? We get caught up of becoming number one, the best, that we miss out on the most important things in life. Relationship. Love is very important. Nakakaligtaan ang mga yan dahil sa ating ambisyon, sa ating jealousy and envy because others are better than us. We want to be better than others. Yan ang kinoconfront ni Lord. Jesus was teaching them about the way of life. If we are going to follow Christ, sabi niya, you know, the Messiah, your Messiah that you're going to follow, he's going to be killed. He's going to suffer. But on the third day, he will rise again. Tinuturo ni Lord sa kanila yan. Hindi nila maintindihan talaga. Hindi nila mag-gets yung sinasabi ng Diyos. Bakit? Bobo ba sila? Hindi naman. But their minds are crowded with the thoughts of ambition. I want to be number one. I want to be the greatest among us. Kaya sa opisina, maraming sip-sip, di ba? Nag-aaway sa opisina. Maraming sip-sip. Yung nagagalit na yan, walang oportunidad mag-sip-sip, kaya nagagalit. Pero bigyan mo ng pagkakataon, sip-sip din. You know? Because everyone wants to go first. Hindi na nagtutulungan. Hindi na nagtutulungan sa bahay, hindi nagtutulungan sa opisina, dahil lahat gustong number one. Amen? Amen. May kilala akong isang pamilya na yung mga younger siblings, yung mga nakakabatang kapatid, nakapag-aral lahat, professional. Pero yung kuya nila hindi nakapagtapos talaga. Bakit? Siya ang tumulong sa tatay niya para mapag-aral yung mga kapatid niya. Kayo yung mga kapatid niya, professional, yung kuya nila hindi. So, sino ang number one? Oh, siyempre, number one yung doktor. Number one yung abogado kasi talagang, you know, napagtapos. Yung kuya nila, walang trabaho. Pero para sa akin, personally, yung kuya na yun ang number one. Yun ang magaling. He sacrificed himself para makapag-aral yung mga kapatid niya. Okay? Ngayon, wala nang kuyang ganyan. Okay? Meron pa naman siguro. Not everyone. Okay? Everyone wants to get ahead of everybody. And because of that attitude, it distracts us. St. Thomas de Aquinas said that there are four distractions that will distract you from hearing and understanding God. Merong apat na bagay na ingatan natin. Kasi pag itong apat na to ay talagang nasa isip mo palagi, you become obsessed of these four things, you will never understand God. And if you do not understand yourself in your relationship with God, you will never understand your life. And if you cannot understand what's happening in your life, you will lose the meaning of life. Walang kabuluhan ang buhay dahil hindi mo naiintindihan ang sarili mo. Why can't you not understand yourself? Because you cannot understand your Creator who is teaching you about your life. Without a vision, we will lose meaning in life. Kaya may mga taong nabubuhay na lang, kumain na lang ng kumain. Wala nang inatupag sa buhay, kumain na lang ng kumain. Bakit? Nawala na. Wala nang sense of purpose sa buhay. Wala na yung meaning. Some people live to eat only. Bakit kayo nakatingin sa tiyan ko? Okay. So we need to be focused on God to understand what God is telling us. Amen? But the problem is we are so distracted. Thomas Aquinas said there are four things you should avoid that will distract you. Number one, wealth. Hindi masama kung meron tayong wealth. Okay? Amen? It is God who gives you the ability to find wealth. The Lord, part of God's blessing in your life is wealth. Sabi nga ni Bishop Ricardo noon, God is not angry at us when we have possessions. Some people can handle much possessions. Some people can handle great wealth. God is only concerned when your possessions begin to possess you. When you become obsessed with wealth, that's the problem, because you cannot hear and you cannot understand anymore when you are in love with your money. Remember, where you put your treasure, that is where your heart is. Amen? So sabi ni Thomas Aquinas, ingat. Etong maraming pera, dapat mag-ingat ka. Mag-ingat ka rin kung wala kang pera. Tama rin yan. Pag marami kang pera, mag-ingat din. Because money and great wealth has the ability to distract you. But you will not understand what life is. Trabaho ka ng trabaho, ipon ka ng ipon ng pera, kinabukasan, umubo ka lang, sabi ng doktor, porch stage ka na. Ano yun mo yung pera mo? Diba? You forgot. Amen? You were so engrossed with wealth that you forgot to live well. That's the problem. Kaya ingatan. Another thing that can distract us and we cannot be able to understand God is ano? Wealth, power. Amen? You want to have control over everyone and everything in your life. That's why people are so obsessed with power. Kaya marami sa mga leaders natin sa bansa, nag-umpisa, mabuti yan. Pero sa sobrang tagal, kapit ng kapit sa posisyon, nagiging masama na. Because leadership has an expiration. When your leadership is already expired, bumaba ka na, tama na. Amen? Kasi pag ang leader, kahit expired na, ayaw pa rin bumaba sa pwesto, anything that is expired is already corrupted. Ang gamot, nakakapagpagaling yan, di ba? Oo, pag expired yung gamot mo, hindi ka nagagaling, magkakasakit ka pa. Ang pagkain ay nakakapagpalusog ng katawan, di ba? Di ba? Oo. Nakakapagpalusog yung leche flan. Gatas yan eh. Okay? Food can make you strong. Pero pag yung kinain mong pagkain expired na, ay wala. Manghihina ang katawan mo. Magdadiarrhea ka. That's why leadership has an expiration. When your time to step down comes, you just step down. Amen? Amen? Oh, ganun din. But people who are hungry with power, ayaw bumaba sa pwesto kasi ang buhay nila umiikot doon sa posisyon nila. Ang feeling nila, pag hindi na ako leader, nako, hindi na ako papansinin ng tao. Pinapansin ka ba dahil leader ka lang? Amen? Dito sa church, nung pari pa ako, may nagbe-bless sa akin. Ngayon, iba na. Kung napapansin nyo, pag may nag-bless sa akin, nakaluhod pa. Bakit kaya? Okay? Kasi mataas na yung position mo eh. Oh. Kaya yung mga leader, mag-ingat. Entitlements. Huwag kayong kakapit sa mga entitlements. Amen? Dati, ini-invite ako speaker. Nagta-tricycle lang ako pag pumunta doon sa venue, magsasalita ako. Ngayon, iba na. May kotse nang sumusundo sa akin sa hotel. Wow, galing naman. O paano yan pag hindi na ako bishop, wala na uling susundo. See? That's why I do not put that in my mind kasi alam ko mawawala yan one day. Eh. Entitlements. People are hungry for power. You will not understand God kung mahilig ka lang talaga sa power. Okay? The other thing, okay, we talk about wealth, we talk about power. What's next? Yung nakakaalam nito, bigyan ko ng jacket. Okay? What's the next thing? Wealth, power, honor, dungog. Amen? Abo kitang tao makaroon hay dungog kita at himaya. Okay? If you are so ambitious about honor, some people are so ambitious with honor. Hindi mo lang mapansin, galit na. Dapat pansinin mo talaga bakit anat ang dungog doon eh. Okay? Hag kung maging addict na kita sa dungog, mayad aron ro dungog nga ron, hay mayad doon. Dapat meron tayong honor sa buhay natin. But it should not be an obsession. Amen? It should not be an obsession. There are some people like that. Papasok sila, walang pumansin sa kanila, aalis na sila. Bakit? Hindi pinansin eh. Pupunta sa isang party, walang kumakausap sa kanya, alis na ako. Bakit? Isanay siya sa bahay niya. Pag nandun siya, siya nagsasalita, nakikinig lahat. You know? Amen? We are so engrossed. This is what's happening with the disciples. The disciples of Jesus, they were so engrossed with honor. Who is number one? Sino bang leader? Ako dapat. Akong matalino eh. Ako dapat. Ako kasing gwapo eh. Ako dapat. Ako kasing graduate college eh. You know? We are so engrossed with honor, we miss out. We miss out of what is essential in life na kakaligtaan natin. And Christ was teaching them what is most important in life, love. And love means you have to die and sacrifice yourself so others may live, others may have, you know, the opportunity. Yun ang nangyari sa cross, di ba? Jesus died on the cross so that in His death we might become alive. He became poor on the cross. Christ became poor on the cross so that we, through His poverty, might become rich. Jesus did not force Himself to be number one, to have the power, to have all the wealth, to have all the honor. Hindi niya pinaglaban yan. Pinaglaban niya ang pag-ibig. Dapat tayo ay umiibig sa kapwa natin. Nagmamahalan tayong lahat. Yun ang ipaglaban niyo. Bukong tayo mong dungog nga ron. Maabot ng inaway ka ron, maabot ng binarilan ka ron, ay dungog. Sa dungog nga ron, ay kalamatay sa sanda. No? Pinaglaban, lalaban mo yung dungog mo. Paano pa yung dungog mo? Bungo ka na. Diba? Sa highway, may dalawang sasakyan. One way lang yung karsada. Dalawang sasakyan. Yung isa ayaw tumabi. Yung isa ayaw din tumabi. Hamaan. Ay, official ako iya sa barangay. Sambilong matay. Ako matay, pinakamayaman iya sa barangay. Hala, hindi kisanda magpahiga. Hala, diritso-diritso. Boom! Salpok sandang daywa. Oh, ito sanda sa ospital ron, hay putol ang mga siking ato, putol ang mga lima ron, hay sino ron may dungog kinyo? Ha? Sino ron may dungog? Ruwa siki o wa at lima? Diba? Pinag-aawayan yan. That's why Christ, He said to His disciples, ang sabi niya sa mga disciples niya, sabi niya, you know, that is not the life that I have prepared for you. To be engrossed with these things. Sabi niya, seek to be the least among each other. Because the least among you is the greatest of all. the least among you. Huwag mo ipaglaban talaga yung dungog nga ron, hay, gaabot aron kay mo. Ha? Maghigugma ikaw, magpalangga ikaw, hay may abo gitangga pa si dungog kay mo karon. Amen? Don't fight for the right to have position and title in life. Pag yan ang pinaglalaban mo palagi, malulungkot ka because one of these days, mawawala yan sa'yo. But the opportunity to love and serve others, that will never be taken away from you. Up to your last breath, you can continue to show your love for other people. You can continue to serve other people. Yan ang sinasabi ni Lord. Why? Because when you get out from that mindset of always trying to be the best and number one, pag nakalabas ka dyan, and you know what happened? There will be peace in your life. Yan ang gusto ng Diyos. Magkakaroon ng kapayapaan ang buhay natin. We will never be at peace when we have selfish ambitions, envy, hisa, jealousy. Kung may imong kahisa nga ron, hay hindi kagit a malipayon ka ron. Minatuon lang it ah. Wa gid ako nakita nga tawo nga mahisa. Anong jealous? Siloso. Oh, mga siloso. Wagid ako nakita nga siloso o silosa na masaya ang buhay. Okay? Yung mga lalaki, ba't nyo tinitingnan yung mga asawa nyo? Okay? That's why the Lord wants to take us out from that life. Don't try to elbow your way to become number one, the best, pinakamayaman, pinakamataas ang posisyon, pinakadungganon sa lugar namon. Huwag mo na yung paglaban yan. Don't get caught up with that. You know what you do? You get caught up in loving your neighbor, serving others. Yun, sabi ni Lord. When you do that, when you begin to pursue that, I will tell you, you will be very happy in life. Amen? Magiging masaya ang buhay mo pag wala na sa isip mo yung, ay, dapat akong una, dapat ako yung pinakamalakas, akong wala, tanggalin mo yan. And because of us, wanting to serve others, we do not mind if we are not number one. Amen? Amen? I don't mind being number three or number four or number five. I don't mind kung ako yung pinakakulelat sa lahat. Why? Why? Because I am happy that I can always be of service to other people. I am so happy that I have given the opportunity, I've been given the opportunity to love my neighbor as I can love myself. It's a privilege. Akalain mo may mga tao ngayon, yung mahal nila, sarili lang nila. Ha? Nakakalungkot naman yan. Sa dami-daming tao sa mundo, isa lang mahal mo, sarili mo lang. Hindi ka ba nagsasawa sa sarili mo? But with Christ, I have been given the opportunity to love you and you and you and you and you and you. Everyone! I have the opportunity to love them. God has given me the heart to love others. Kaya hindi nakakasawa ang buhay ko. Amen? Hindi malungkot ang buhay kung marunong kang magmahal. That's the wisdom of God. That's why do not fight for the position to be number one, to be the greatest among brothers. No. Fight for the opportunity to be least. Why? Why do you want to be least? So I can serve others. The willingness to be second, the willingness to be the youngest of all gives you the opportunity to love your brothers. You know, I remember one time, nandun kami sa bahay, pumunta yung mga kaibigan ko sa church. They went there. And you know, nagsalo-salo kami and everything. Then one of them got up at kumuha ng pagkain, pagsisilbihan ako. Sabi ko, hindi, not in my house. Sabi niya, eh, ikaw yung pare eh. Sabi ko, ako naman yung youngest nyo eh. Sa grupo natin, mas matanda kayo sa akin. Diba, Brother Rex? Okay. So sabi ko, kaya sa bahay ko, ako ang magsisilbi sa inyo. Bakit? Eh, matanda na kayo eh. Ako yung pinakabata. I am the youngest among our group. So it's my responsibility to serve you. Eh sabi niya, ikaw yung pare. Walang pare-pare dito sa bahay ko. Meron lang matanda, merong bata. Okay? So it's my privilege to serve you because I am younger than you. Amen? Amen? Pag may nakikita kong lola o lolo, nagbe-bless ako sa kanila. Sabi niya, wag, Bishop. Ikaw ang Bishop. Eh bakit? Sino mas matanda sa atin? Mas bata ako. Dapat ako magbe-bless sa'yo. Diba, Brother Joseph? Yun. Mabuti na yun, nagkakaintindihan tayo. Okay? The point of the gospel, the lesson that we need to learn, you want to be happy. Gusto nyo ba maging happy sa buhay? Huwag na kayong makipag-away na mas angat kayo sa iba. Kung ganyan ang itsura ng ilong mo, mahalin mo na lang yung ilong na yan. Amen? Ganyan na talaga yan. Okay? God gave you that kind of nose. Huwag mo tang iparitoke. Magastos yan, mahal yan. Ayusin mo na lang. Okay? Love each other. Fight for the privilege. Fight for the opportunity to be of service to other people. That is the greatest in the sight of God. Amen? And that virtue is what we call humility. The mother of all virtues is humility. What the Lord is trying to say is, be humble. Amen? If you are humble, God will exalt you Himself. Siya ang aangat sa iyo. Hindi ang sarili mo mag-aangat sa sarili mo. God Himself will exalt you. How will the Lord exalt you? He will make you happy in life. Amen? Pag may nakakita sa iyo, sasabihin, grabe talaga si Sister Lucy. Happy talaga siya. Sana ganyan din ako. Okay? Ini-exalt ni Lord. Amen? Did you learn something today? Please stand.